What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled The Passport Fool Movement Has Proven to Us That the American Black Male is Incapable of Traveling Overseas or Leaving America, simply put. Don't let this fool you guys. This is sunscreen. As you guys know, I'm born in Egypt, and obviously Egyptian people are black. So, you know, and one of the things I do, which is what I tell you to do, is that you have to decrease your blackness, because blackness is associated with inferiority. And this is going to be the subject of this video. So obviously I put sunscreen on. I do the Japanese hair straightening, you know, that way nobody can think, hey, this guy is a low IQ black dude, you know. So let's get right into this video, that you passport fools are incapable of leaving the plantation known as America. So a lot of American black people, they think that no American black actually had a passport until just a few short years ago, when this passport fool movement started. But the reality of the matter is, black people here in America, like myself, we had passports for scores of years. Now, for those of you who don't know, a score means 20, kind of like a dozen means 12. You know, I know a lot of you guys out there watching this are probably low IQ, so this is why I have to tell you that score means 20. So, you know, when Abraham Lincoln, whose greatest mistake was freeing the slaves, when he said 47 years ago, he was talking about 87 years ago. So black American men like myself, high IQ black American men like myself, we had passports for years, scores of years, traveling all over the world. We just never put any of this stuff out on the internet, simply because we knew that low IQ American blacks are gonna go overseas and they're gonna fuck shit up, which is exactly what happened. So special shout out to UGA Nationalist for bringing this up. And he said that the American blacks here we have, not all of you, but the vast majority of you, are descendants of an inferior African tribe known as the Bantu tribe. And it was my black ancestors from North Africa who actually sold you to the white man. Because the thing you guys need to understand is very simple. The white man did not go into the jungles looking for Kunta Kinte. It was my African black forefathers who said, hey, white boy, come get these niggers. So you, the American black people, for the most part, not all of you, but for the vast majority of you, you are genetically inferior to the point where real African blacks like myself had to get rid of you. And this is how the slave trade started. So there is a reason why American blacks don't go back to Africa, okay? You guys go to Southeast Asia, you guys go to Latin America, but not many American blacks go back to Africa, simply because you're not welcome in Africa. We got rid of you 400 years ago. We don't want you ninjas coming back, okay? So this is why you all go to Southeast Asia. This is why you all go to Latin America. Now, like Coach Greg Adams said in one of his recent live streams, because of the passport fool movement, Coach Greg Adams, he can't go to Latin America because they're gonna think he's a low IQ black dude walking around grabbing his junk saying pussy, 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 pussy. Okay, so now high IQ, well-to-do, intelligent American blacks like Coach Greg Adams, they now have to go to like secluded small towns and cities in Europe where black people don't go to, because, you know, this is YouTube, you know, like all the black YouTubers, they go to pretty much the same city, same country. They don't see passport fools, even though on the outside they're gonna say, oh yeah, we're about culture, we're about language, we're about diversity, we're about learning the history of the country we are in. The reality of the matter is that passport fools are nothing more than horny, low-IQ black men who can't get their peepees touched here in America, so they go overseas and they make it rain cash money on them hoes. Then they turn around and they tell you, oh yeah, bro, in America I was an incel, but once I got off the plane here in Thailand, baddies were throwing themselves at me because I'm a hip black cat. And this is how a lot of black people end up getting murdered, drugged, and robbed in places like Medellin and Colombia. It's because ugly, low IQ, dusty, overweight, old black men go overseas thinking to themselves, I'm going to be a hip black cat simply because I booked a flight ticket on Spirit Airlines, you know. But the reality of the matter is, guys, passport fools are just that. They're fools, okay? Now, as you guys know, my DNA goes from West African black, which is Bantu tribe, believe it or not. See, this is why a lot of you black guys who show up in my comment section, you're like, damn, you know how to talk Ebonics really well. It's like, yeah, dude, I'm part black. Duh. So my DNA goes from West African black all the way up to blue eye blonde white high IQ Ashkenazi Jews. And in the middle, I got a shitload of Mediterranean, like Italian, Greek, and what have you. So with me, guys, I have the height of the black man. I do have, you know, the most important part of the black man. But what I do is that I try to hide any black features I might have. Again, I'm wearing sunscreen so I don't become too dark. I straighten the hair so I can hide my afro. Because at the end of the day, guys, black people as a whole are seen as inferior. Okay, guys? I want you guys to understand that, okay? Now, what you guys need to understand about black people in general is that black people in general are not liked worldwide. I mean, if the black person is decent looking like a Tyrone, yeah, he might get some play. You know, a lot of people might be, a lot of women in particular might be interested in getting to sleep with a black man. You know, this is why I tell women, yeah, I'm part black, I was born in Africa. That way, you know, non-black woman can say, ooh, I slept with a black man, you know? But the reality of the matter, guys, is for the vast majority of you blacks out there, especially you inferior American blacks out there, ain't no woman wants you, okay? And the thing you guys need to understand is that America really is the best place for you. And let me explain. You see, a lot of these passport fools out there who want you to buy their scam courses, they want you to super chat them on YouTube, they want you to like call them up for consultations, of course they're gonna try to sell you a dream of, oh yeah bro, America sucks, come live overseas, the woman love you, you live like a king because you're an exotic black man. Now, personally, I and a lot of other people now are beginning to think that the passport fool movement might actually be a CIA psyop, and I'm going to tell you why. You see, black people, in particular black African people, because they're so low IQ, the black people in this country have been used since the 50s, since the times of Little Richard, to spread degeneracy. Like, for example, you know, WAP, wet ass pussy. So black people in America have done their job. They have made the American populace become very, very degenerate. And now there's no need to have black people around anymore because the American blacks did their job, which is which is turning America into a degenerate country. So what the powers that be, who are Jews, okay, and again, I'm part Jew, so I can talk shit about Jews, just like I can talk shit about black people. In fact, I can really talk shit about any race of people out there, simply because I'm a mutt. I have, like, DNA from all over the world, except when it comes to Asians and Indians, and I'm very proud of that, you know. No Asian, no Indian DNA, okay? But I don't mind sleeping with an Asian chick, you know? But anyways, that's not the point of this video. The point of this video, guys, is just to show that the American black male really is best here in America. You guys need to understand, here in America, you American blacks, you have it really good, okay? You got welfare, you got affirmative action, you got Section 8 housing. You know, effectively speaking, America is like an open-air zoo to black people, okay? Now, I don't know if any of you guys ever been to Lion Country Safari. I've been to Lion Country Safari. In fact, I should be going there sometimes, and I haven't been there in years, you know. For those of you who don't know, Lion Country Safari is an open-air zoo for animals from the savannas of Africa, okay? So the rhinoceros, the lion, they can all walk free around the big-ass park over there. Now, what they do is that they feed the animals really well, okay? So there is no need for the animals to kill one another. There's no need for the animals to attack one another because they are fed so well, even though they're literally walking around a open-air zoo. This is how the American black man is. This is why the U.S. government gives you welfare. This is why they give you Section 8 housing, because you, as an American man, as an American black male, you are literally living in a plantation. And just to say it nicely, you are living in an open-air zoo. And that's why the U.S. government gives you so much money, so much, oh, black is beautiful, shit like that. So you don't go out and, like, chimp out and, you know, do black people stuff. You know, you look at West Africa, you know, they murder each other in West Africa. Murdering one another is like a daily thing to them. That's like a national sport, you know, national pastime. So yeah, here in America, dude, they don't want you black people chimping out and, you know, doing what BLM does, which is burn, loot, and murder. So they baby you black people here in America a lot, you know. In some American states, you as a black man, you can rape, you can burn, you can loot, you can murder, nothing will happen to you. Heck, you can even break into somebody's house, take over that person's house, and then when the owner shows up and he's like, what the fuck you doing in my house, the owner will actually go to prison and you get to take his house. This just goes to show you that how much the U.S. government here babies black people, because they don't want you to revert to your nature of murder, looting, burning shit, you know, stuff like that, you know. But when you guys go overseas, it's a different game. A lot of black men are learning the hard way that when they go overseas, shit doesn't work the way they expected. First of all, a lot of black men who go overseas, a lot of black Americans who go overseas, they don't have money, okay? You're used to the government giving you welfare, you're used to Section 8 housing, but once you leave America, you don't have Section 8 housing. They're not going to give you free housing in Thailand because you're black. They're not going to give you a government stipend in Colombia because you're black, okay? So you actually have to have a real job. So a lot of American blacks who go overseas, first order of business is like, okay, where do I live? How do I make money? I mean, where's my welfare? You know, where's my reparation? Doesn't exist, bro, and it will never will overseas. They're not gonna baby black people overseas. Let's get that out in the open right now, right here. Second thing is, a lot of you, when you go overseas and you start mouthing off at the natives, they fight back, dudes. This is what you guys need to understand. I've been to Colombia. I've been to Mexico. I've had no problems in Colombia, okay? But yet, a lot of black men, you know, they show up in Colombia. Sorry about that, guys. Here in Florida, our weather is bipolar, so my phone got overhot, yet overheated. Yesterday, it was like 50-some degrees at night, and now it's 90-plus degrees, so my phone overheated, and obviously my camera had to die for a few minutes, and now we're back up and running again. Hopefully, we don't, it's not, okay, it's a little bit cool. Hopefully, the phone doesn't overheat. Anyways, let's go back to what I was saying. I was telling you guys how American blacks are unfit to live overseas. The number one reason why they're unfit to live overseas is because there is no welfare, there is no Section 8 housing overseas. So when black men go overseas and they throw away their money chasing after hoes, Guess what? There is no government bailout for African-American blacks in overseas, you know. You guys remember Jay Rello when he went to, like, Dominican Republic, got finessed by a prostitute and started crying at the airport on YouTube Live, begging for $100 so he can come back to America? Yeah, that's your typical American black male, okay? Secondly, and this one is very important, is that American black males who go overseas, when they mouth off at the locals, guess what? The locals, unlike white people, they don't have white guilt, you know? A lot of white people in the West, they have white guilt because they enslaved the black man. What they really don't understand is it was my high IQ black ancestors who was like, hey, white boy, come and get these ninjas, you know? So, yeah, it was my forefathers who played the joke on the white man, you know? At the end of the day, guys, you know, my ancestors got rid of low IQ black people, and the white man got fucked over. So, in a way, you know, on behalf of all the high IQ African blacks like myself, I say to the white man, sorry. Anyways, so when you black people go overseas and you spout off at the locals, bad shit happens to you. You guys remember Shaniqua when she went to Dubai probably a year ago? She spouted off at some of the locals and now she's spending like 2 years in prison in Dubai? Yeah. Foreign people, in particular dark-skinned people, they don't put up with nigger shit. Let me tell you something, guys. The darker skin a person is, the more they hate black people. Let me say that one more time, okay? The darker skin a person is, the more they hate black people. And that's because darker, you know, dark, you guys need to understand something about dark skin, okay? I know a lot of American blacks, they like to say, oh, black is beautiful, it's a white man who makes everybody worship white, you know? No, no, no. Go into Egyptian history, go into Chinese history, go into Indian history as far back as 5,000 years ago, okay? White is right. Every culture out there preferred light skin people, okay? So dark-skinned people, they instinctively know that they are on the bottom of the bottom. So let's say you're in Colombia, obviously you're dark-skinned over there, and then a bunch of low IQ ninjas come in from America, you're gonna hate on them because you know that the darker a person is, the more inferior that person is. You guys need to understand. When humanity started, we needed black people to walk around grabbing their junk, or actually grabbing a spear and saying, you know, grabbing a spear with one hand, their junk with another hand, saying, pussy, 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 food, 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 you know? That's all nature needed black people for. Flash forward to today, black people are, quite frankly, obsolete. There's really no need for black people to live in today's modern world. I mean, think about it, you know, other than a sing and dance and chasing after a ball, what are black people good for in today's current world order? Nothing, okay? So what you guys need to understand, deep, deep down, black people know they're inferior. Deep, deep down, they know they're obsolete. This is why black people want to breed out of their genetically inferior race. You see, there's a reason why black women celebrated the death of Kobe Bryant. You see, Kobe Bryant, who is a high IQ, intelligent black man like myself, he was good enough to get himself a light-skinned Latina and finally exit the evil, not the evil, but, you know, the genetically inferior black race. Now, a lot of black women out there, they can't do that. See, Let me tell you guys something, okay? You guys know that black American women have murdered more people than World War I and World War II combined, right? Why? Because American women, American black women, have had abortions in the, 40 or 50 million by now, something like that. Let me tell you black dudes something. If those very same black women were pregnant by white daddy, I guarantee you no black woman would have ever had an abortion, okay? Same thing with Shaniqua. You know Shaniqua, you know, loud, proud, ignorant, arrogant Shaniqua who's like, Trust and believe when white daddy's around, she is the most submissive, nicest kitten you'll ever meet. At the end of the day, guys, white women want to, at the end of the day, African women want to be with white dudes, okay? See, this is why fat, ugly black women, they chimp out every now and then. They go crazy because they know that they cannot upgrade their inferior genetics, okay? Every black woman out there, especially in America and in the West, they wanna upgrade their inferior genetics, okay? But because, look, black women are at the bottom of the bottom when it comes to women. Indian men are at the bottom of the bottom when it comes to men. So black women and Indian men are like a match made in heaven, yet even Indian men don't want black women. This just goes to show you how looked down upon black people in general are, okay, guys? So you guys out there, you American blacks, you're a special breed. Okay, American blacks, because of you guys are descendants of that retarded Bantu tribe, you're at the bottom of the bottom. That's it. There is no group of people out there that are less than the Bantu tribe, okay? You American blacks, you are at the bottom of the bottom. There is no worse than you. It simply doesn't exist, okay? This is why everybody hates you. This is why here in America they have to give you welfare, Section 8 housing. You know, you're literally in an open-air zoo as an American black man. Now, what I tell black people, just because you're an American black doesn't mean it's over for you, okay? You know, lose weight, get some surgery, you know, make yourself less black, okay? As you guys know, this is sunscreen, okay? Now, granted, I am, you know, I'm actually blacker than most black people. You know, there's some light-skinned black people out there because they were mixed with other races. So, by black people standards, guys, I'm pretty much black, you know. So, you gotta make yourself look less black and act less black, you know. I can act all ghetto because I can, like, channel my inner Bantu black person type, okay? But if you guys meet me in person, it's usually the high IQ Jew that takes over. And I'm very proud of that, you know? So the thing about me, guys, I can go anywhere from chimping out like a black man all the way to being high IQ like Ashkenazi Jew. And then I can, like, rest in the middle and be classy, suave, sophisticated, like, you know, the Italians and the Greeks, you know. So I have all this different DNA that I can, like, channel for my benefit, okay? But you American blacks out there, for the most part, you're stuck with the Bantu DNA. So you really can't go anywhere with your inferior DNA, okay? So this is why I'm telling you guys out there, the vast majority of you American blacks, you're not fit to leave America, okay? Again, America literally is an open-air zoo for black people. Once you guys leave America, especially if you go to, like, non-Western, dark-skinned countries, there is no welfare, there is no Section 8 housing, The people there hate you because they know the darker skin a person is, the more inferior that person is. So that nigger shit you guys pull off in America and you get away with, I mean, look, dude, why don't you be as a black man? Why don't you, as an American black, why don't you go to Dubai and break into one of the Arabs' houses in Dubai and be like, yeah, bro, this is my house, nigger. Yeah, see what's going to happen to you, right? Yeah, I don't even have to tell you what's going to happen to you if you're an American black male and you go to, like, Dubai and break into some Arab's house and be like, this is my house now, bitch. You get a moving, huh? So, I'm a big fan of geomaxing, okay? Geomaxing is when you geographically go where you max out your results. This is why here in America, you know, here in America, guys, I do dumb shit, okay? I do, like, DoorDash. I do stupid stuff like this because here in America, you don't want to have a lot of... You don't want to be intimate with America, okay, guys? At any point, guys, I can park this car. I can hop on a plane. I can go back to Egypt. I'm a dual citizen. I can go back to Egypt. I can live in Egypt just fine. You know, I can live anywhere in the world for $1,000 a month, okay? So, here in America, guys, at any time I feel like it, I can leave America. So what I do is that I do these stupid dead-end jobs like DoorDash, and whatever money I make, I take that money and, you know, I invest it overseas. That way I can have a little bit of a business going overseas. You know, Colombia, Ukraine, they're looking good for me. Granted, we're losing a lot of... Granted, the US dollar has lost up to over 25% of its value compared to the Colombian pesos. But still, Colombia overall is still a cheap country. So yeah, Colombia, Ukraine, those are the countries I'd be looking at when it comes to, like, finally getting something up and running overseas. You know, again, America is where you make your money at. This is why I tell everybody watching this video, dude, just become a truck driver, go out, make a couple $100,000, take that money, buy yourself a nice place overseas, set up a small business. That way you have cash flow overseas and you're done with America, okay? Now, the thing you guys need to understand is that there's a lot of... I'm going to open the window a little bit. It's getting a little bit too hot, you know. And I don't have air conditioning in the car, guys, you know. This car needs about $2,000 worth of work, okay? So, yeah, no air condition. I'm probably going to... I don't know. Maybe I might get... You know, if I have... So, you know, I don't care about air condition, guys. I mean, at the end of the day, sweating is a good thing. You know, as you guys can see, I'm sweating. You know, my sunscreen is beginning to run off. But that's okay, guys. You know, it's not the end of the world. I don't know if you guys can hear me well, but I'm gonna... Okay. Yeah, I have to crack the window open a little bit because it's so goddamn hot in here. It's like fucking 91, 92 degrees outside. Anyway, going back to what I was saying about this video, guys, is that, yeah, I'm a geomaxer. So I tell you guys to go geographically anywhere in the world where you can maximize your returns. Yes. So I am a big proponent of people leaving the West. In fact, I tell everybody who watches my video, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches, okay? That's what everybody should be doing. Now... There's a lot of passport fool channels out there nowadays where you got all these guys who are like, yeah, bro, America sucks. Come to DR, come to Colombia, come to Thailand. You know, you're a hip black cat. You're exotic. The people will love you, you know. And that could not be farther from the truth, you know. When you go overseas as a black man, you might be like a novelty thing, you know, but they're not going to be like, ooh, This black man made my pussy wet, you know. Let me run off with the black man, you know. The people there are not gonna be like, ooh, let me go into business with the black man. Again, you as a black man overseas, you are a novelty. You're like a freak at the circus, you know, back when they had freaks at the circus. And if you think about it, dudes, you know, they don't have circuses, they don't have freaks anymore, because today we live in clown world and black people are the freaks. So when you black dudes go to China and people take a picture with you, it's not because, ooh, black man, he's a leader, you know. It's because, ooh, this is a freak, you know. This is what everybody I want. This is what every American black man watching this video, I need you to understand, and understand this really good. When you go overseas, you don't speak the language, you don't know the culture, you're just a freak. That's really what you are. You are no different than the bearded lady at the fucking circus, you know, 100 years ago, that people would take a picture with, okay? So when you guys see all these black dusties in Thailand, in Philippines, in China, having women like, ooh, black man, and taking pictures with them, no, you're a freak. They're not taking pictures with you because you're black Jesus, okay, guys? I want you to get that in your mind right now, right here. For the vast majority of you American blacks going overseas, you're gonna be a freak show, and you're gonna be a freak show in a negative way, not in a positive way. And if you're old, fat, ugly, bald, disgusting, the people are gonna fucking hate your guts, okay? Because at the end of the day, nobody wants black people, in particular American blacks, going to their country. Because at the end of the day, guys, people want you to like make a effort to learn the language, learn the culture, fit in. Now, fortunately for me, when I go to like Colombia and Mexico, first of all, I'm actually making the effort to learn the language, I learn the culture, I look like the people over there, okay, guys? Let me turn off the radio screen a little bit, too staticky. You know, on this car, I don't have Bluetooth on this car, so I got like a Bluetooth device off of Amazon for like $15. So the Bluetooth device, you know, it hooks up to the radio via FM. So when I'm moving around the city, depending on how the FM signal is, every now and then I have to change FM signals so my Bluetooth device can properly use the FM signal to broadcast on my car speaker. Because again, this just goes to show you how old this car is, guys. This was a 2003 Mercedes-Benz C320. I'm closing. Oops, I did it again. Or I should say, the hot Florida weather did it again. Phone overheated. So I'm finally back in the city. So I got one window cracked down. So hopefully the phone doesn't overheat. Now, what was I talking to you guys about before the phone overheated? I think I was talking to you about the fact that I actually have to use a Bluetooth device from Amazon, because my car is so damn old, it doesn't have Bluetooth. So I have to use this gadget to hook up the phone. Just, I'm gonna show you the gadget right here, guys. This is a gadget right here. Damn it, school bus. Yeah, this is a gadget I use. I got it off of Amazon for like $15. And that connects to the FM radio. That way I get to play, you know, stuff through the speaker system of my car with this Bluetooth enabling device, I guess. Anyways, that's not the point of this video, okay? This has nothing to do with this video, okay? So going back to the point of this video, guys, which is American black people are inadequate of going overseas, is that yes, I am a proponent of Geo Max. I am a proponent of people getting their money right, getting the fuck out of the West and fucking hot bitches. Yes, I'm a big proponent of that. But there's a lot of these passport fools out there now making channels. Like, there's a new passport fool channel coming out like every day, and they all have the same thing. America sucks. come live overseas. Baddies are just waiting at the airport for black kangs to show up. So these guys could be one of two things. Either they could be grifters and scammers, or they can simply be CIA assets who want to, who are part of a PSYOP to, again, get rid of black people out of America and spread black degeneracy in other parts of the world. Because you guys have to understand, the reason why America is such a degenerate country is because of black people. Let's get that out in the open right now, right here. Ain't no group of people out there more degenerate than black Americans, okay? And again, black Americans are descendant of that inferior Bantu tribe. And again, this is why my forefathers, high IQ black men, 400 years ago, got rid of you, because you were degenerates, you were inferior, you were nothing but trouble. We got rid of you, we gave you to the white man, and now the white man is stuck with you. So now, you know, the white man is trying to get rid of you, so that's why the CIA is now promoting the passport fools, so you all can go live somewhere else and bring your degeneracy elsewhere, okay? So you black dudes out there, you American black dudes out there, need to understand that going overseas, you're only gonna make things worse, okay? For example, in Colombia, pussy used to be $25 in Colombia. Now, depending where you go in Colombia, like Cartagena, where every passport fool goes to, the price of pussy in Cartagena now starts at $200, $300. Why? Low IQ American blacks went over there and they fucked shit up. This is why the natives don't like American blacks, because you guys overpay for everything, you know? You spend $400-$500 on pussy that's worth no more than $25. You go out, you rent an Airbnb for $300-$400 a night. That's worth, you know, maybe $300-$400 in a whole month. So you guys raise the prices of everything and you make life unbearable for the natives. This is why they hate American black males. It's not because they're jealous of the black man. Look, dudes, ain't nobody jealous of black men. Let's get that out in the open right now. Ain't nobody jealous of your low IQ. Ain't nobody jealous of your curly hair. Ain't nobody jealous of your gorilla face, okay? All you black people out there, especially you American blacks, are like, oh yeah, dude, they're all jealous of us. Stuff like that. I'm telling you that right now. There was actually a black man in the car next to me. He looked Haitian. He probably knows what's up. He probably hates American blacks too. You guys know something? Other blacks hate American blacks, okay? Nobody hates American blacks more than other black people, okay? And that's because, again, that's because non-Bantu black people, they know how inferior the Bantu tribe is, and that's why they hate your guts, because they know you're nothing bad, you're nothing but bad news, okay? Again, with me, I am part Bantu, probably, but fortunately for me, that percentage is insignificant compared to Ashkenazi, compared to Mediterranean. So yeah, guys, I can get ghetto every now and then and be like, get a stepping, dog. What you talking about? You know, fool, shit like that. Yeah, I can act ghetto. Yeah, I can act it. But ghetto is simply not who I am, okay? I'm more of that high IQ Ashkenazi, or that, you know, middle of the road classy Italian, okay? I can be all gangster and ghetto if I choose, okay, guys? But at the end of the day, guys, you, the American black male, you don't have much of a DNA variation that you can channel. So if you are 100% Bantu, it's pretty much game over for you. There's really no need for you to live anymore at this point. But if you're mixed with non-black blood, then you probably stand a chance, okay? See, this video is not for Bantu. This video is not for 100% Bantu people, okay? This video is for Bantu people who actually have a DNA of other races. This is why I'm telling every black person out there who is a decent human being, okay? If you are a decent human being as a black person, breed out your inferior genetics. Get with white woman, get with Asian woman, get with Latinas. Don't do Middle Eastern woman, don't do fucking Indian woman. They're not much better than black woman, to be honest with you. So, at the end of the day, guys, I just want every American black watching this video to understand, okay? If you are living in an open-air zoo called America, where you got welfare, you got Section 8 housing, you know, you can burn, loot, and murder all you want, and nobody does anything about it, you know, you can go into somebody's house, break into their house, squat inside their house, and then they get arrested when the owner is like, dude, get the fuck out of my house. You're not gonna get this type of preferential treatment overseas. This is what I want you guys out there to understand, okay? I don't want genetically inferior American blacks to go overseas and then think to themselves, oh yeah, bro, I'm a king. They're gonna roll out the red carpet for me. They're gonna bow down to me. You know, they're gonna shower me with money and housing and all that shit like they do here in America. The total and complete opposite of it will happen. And again, the best example of a genetically inferior American black is Jay Rello. The guy was literally crying and begging at the airport in Santo Domingo, DR, to get money so he can come back to America. Because again, you black people out there have to understand, America is an open air zoo for black people, okay? Just like in Lion Country Safari here in Palm Beach, the animals are well taken care of. You know, they have a veterinarian, the food is provided for them, shelter is provided for them. You know, all the damn thing an animal has to do is, like, you know, show up and walk around. That way, you know, somebody like me goes over to Lion Country Safari, I can be, oh, look, there's a lion, there's a giraffe. You know, hopefully they're not gonna eat me or kill me. That's the whole point of Lion Country Safari, dudes. The whole point of Lion Country Safari is to have animals that are so well taken care of that they are sedated, and at the same time, they're not, at the same time, because the aggression is greatly minimized, they can walk around the zoo or the open air zoo or the savannas, you know, that's what they call it. And people like me can be like, look, there's a lion, there's a monkey, you know. That's exactly how black people are here in America, dudes. The American government does everything in its power to sedate black people, okay? At this point, if you really think about it, because again, the only thing American blacks are good for is chasing after a ball and singing and dancing, okay? So just like, you know, the animals in Lion Country Safari are only good for people like me to go there and, you know, pay the entrance fee and be like, oh, look, there's a monkey, there's a lion, there's a giraffe. It's the same thing with American blacks here in America. You're only good for entertainment, okay? This is why black people have the highest number of people in prison than any other ethnic group, okay? Because the minute a black man stands out, that black person has to be taken care of, you know? Otherwise, he's gonna, you know, imagine you have an animal in Lion Country Safari that is aggressive, well, that animal might, you know, end up fucking killing a visitor to the park, you know? We can't have that. So this is why black people make the most amount of prisoners in America, because when black people become aggressive and, you know, the welfare, the affirmative action, the Section 8 housing, when that stuff is, like, not sedating them anymore, and black people chimp out, they gotta be taken care of. Now, the only reason in some states and cities black people can chimp out, it's because the Jews want those cities to themselves. Let me tell you something before I end this video, okay? There's an old saying in the Jewish community. Leave it up. Shut up, car. Gotta get some air in, guys. It's fucking hot out there. Fucking 95 degrees out there. At least we have a breeze, you know. That's good. Anyway, so the old Jewish saying is very simple. That old Jewish saying is, leave it to the Cushites to fuck up the unfuckable, okay? Cushites refers to black people in the Torah, okay? So, pretty much, black people will fuck up anything, okay? Now, the Jews, they're the ones who are really in charge of Western civilization, and the ultimate goal of the Jews is to destroy the West. That way, the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, can reign supreme. So, what the Jews are doing in some states, like, for example, the Jews, they want Chicago, they want New York, they want California. So, in those states, the Jews purposefully allow blacks to go out, chimp out, burn, loot, murder. They allow you guys out there as black people to do all this degenerate evil stuff so white people can leave. And that way, because I'm going to tell you guys what's going to happen, okay? After there's a collapse, okay, eventually there's going to be a collapse, guys, okay? There's going to be a collapse. Martial law will be declared. A lot of white people are going to move out of New York, California. You know, I'm here in Florida, dudes. I see people moving here from New York, New Jersey, California all the time. Now, eventually, guys, when a collapse happens and we have martial law declared and there are no white people in New York, there's no white people in LA, there's no white people in Chicago, that's when the U.S. government is literally gonna hunt black people, kind of like how the white man hunted the buffaloes in the 1800s to extinction, almost to extinction. But they're going to do the same thing to black people, but this time they're gonna hunt you to extinction, and again, nobody's gonna care. Let me tell you something, guys. If we went like this, and American black people just vanished, we're not going to lose anything other than losing, you know, fucking, I don't know, wet ass pussy and, I don't know, Super Bowl touchdown. Society isn't going to miss out on anything if black people were simply to, like, disappear, okay? And this is what I want you black guys out there to understand. You will be exterminated soon. I'm not gonna exterminate you. If anything, look, this is why you black people gotta subscribe to my channel. Because I tell you black people that Nagasaki, Hiroshima, black pill truth. No black person will dare tell you what I'm telling you. Because you guys have to remember, as somebody who's Ashkenazi Jew, as somebody who can think like an Ashkenazi Jew, I am telling you what Ashkenazi Jews eventually will do. Eventually, when America collapses, martial law is declared, you're going to have all these degenerate black people in New York, Chicago, LA, and the government is going to exterminate you the same way the buffaloes were almost exterminated, except they're not going to keep you around. And no, quite frankly, nobody is going to give a flying fuck if black people are gone. That's a Nagasaki, Hiroshima black pill truth of the matter. So you black dudes out there, you should subscribe to this channel. And unlike all the passport fool grifters out there, I ain't gonna sell you anything. I have a company that does web hosting. We're not making much money off of it, honestly. It would be great to have your business, but let's be honest, dudes. You're all too damn low IQ to design websites and anything like that. So it's pointless for me to try to sell you a hosting package, okay, guys? So, yeah, unlike all these passport fools who are like, yeah, bro, buy my guide, even though I've only been in the city for 2.5 hours. I wrote you a guide on, you know, how to live in the city, even though I've only been there for 2 hours. I'm not going to sell you consultations. I'm not going to sell you guides. I'm not going to sell you anything. I'm just going to tell you the Nagasaki Hiroshima Black Pill truth of the matter. Right now, guys, I am the number one supporter of low IQ American blacks, because I'm telling you guys, you're all getting played. This whole passport fool movement is nothing more than America getting rid of black people, because you guys in America served your purpose. You made America the degenerate country it is now. And the elite of society, they no longer want you. So that's why they started the passport fool movement, so you American blacks can go overseas. How many American blacks who are part of the passport fool movement are saying, oh yeah, bro, get rid of your American citizenship, come live here forever? Let me tell you something. I'm a dual citizen, okay? You guys know that? I'm a dual citizen, okay? But I'll never get rid of my American citizenship, never, not in a trillion years, okay? So, why are these passport fools out there telling you, oh yeah, bro, you have to get rid of your American citizenship in order for you to be free? It's because the US government doesn't want you to come back to America, okay? Once you, as a American black, once you go overseas, okay, once you go overseas, you renounce your citizenship, you can't come back to America. And that's exactly what the US government wants. Again, black people have served their purpose here in America. You made America the degenerate country it is. You have effectively made white people flee New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles. And now the US government is like, okay, black people have done their job. Now let's get rid of them before. Because you guys need to understand, every American black who goes to live overseas, that's one less black man the US government has to exterminate when it comes time to exterminate black people, which will be post-collapse. I'm telling you guys this right now. America will collapse. If you're smart, you get your money right, and you get the fuck out of this country. And I know I tell you, fuck hot bitches, but get that money right. Again, I, Amar Metwali, I can fucking park my car right now, right here, hop on a plane, go to Egypt, or anywhere else in the world, and I can live there for $1,000 a month, and I can live there well, okay? How many people watching this video can do what I can do, okay? And you know, I make my money through internet stuff. Again, I'm not a rich person, dudes. I mean, for God's sakes, I'm doing like DoorDash. Like, how rich can I be? I mean, it's fucking DoorDash. I mean, a retarded monkey can do DoorDash. You know what, guys? With DoorDash hiring so many undesirables, I honestly think DoorDash is too good for a retarded monkey. I'm sorry, I think a retarded monkey is too good for DoorDash now that I've seen all the undesirable people doing DoorDash. But at the end of the day, guys, here in America, dudes, nothing ties me down to America. I have no reason to be here in America. Yeah, I got old parents, but I have brothers and sisters, okay? Other than that, guys, there's really no reason for me, Amar Metwali, to be here in America, man. You know, the only reason I'm here, again, old parents, DoorDash, I do that as, you know, I do that to make my money so I can invest it overseas. But once you invest money overseas and you get shit going overseas, dudes, there's really no need for you to be in America anymore. I mean, that's really my ultimate goal, guys. My ultimate goal is to have shit going overseas where I don't even have to rely on being in America anymore. That's really my main goal. And if you are, I don't care if you're black, white, Puerto Rican, or whatever. If you guys out there want to leave America, set up a business overseas, and live overseas to the point where you really don't even need to be in America anymore, this is the channel for you. Again, I'm not gonna sell you anything, okay, guys? I'm not gonna sell you anything, especially scam courses, you know? I'm just gonna tell you what I do, okay? I'm gonna tell, like I said, when I was in Colombia, when I was in Ukraine, I met with lawyers. I'm getting my residency in Colombia, in Ukraine. Colombia, the residency in Colombia is a little bit difficult because they actually require a substantial amount of money. That's why I'm doing DoorDash, you know. But Ukraine, thanks to the Ukrainian war, you can get a Ukrainian visa. Thanks to the Ukrainian war, they made it very easy for you to get a Ukrainian residency thanks to the war. So Ukraine is God willing, is going to be my residency. I'll be there in probably 2 months, God willing. Colombia, guys, it's going to take a little bit because, again, Colombia requires a substantial investment. I mean, it depends substantial to who, you know. If you're Bill Gates, you know, the Colombian requirement is literally nothing, you know. But if you're like me, you know, making, you know, $2,000 a month doing DoorDash and half that money goes to gas and fixing up the goddamn car, yeah, that's substantial amount of money. But I was gonna do the digital nomad visa, but I spoke to the lawyer about it. The lawyer is like, no, digital nomad visa is not worth it for you. You need a business here in Colombia. You need a investor visa. That's what you really need in Colombia, okay? So, yeah, that's what I'm gonna try to do, guys, okay? So, at the end of the day, guys, if you want a channel that's gonna help you out, in particular, you American blacks, on leaving America, going overseas, living well overseas, this is the channel for you guys. And again, guys, pussy should be the last of your worries. Don't go after pussy unless you have something that brings you money while you sleep. So that's about it for you guys. Do apologize about the phone heating up on me a couple of times. I'm probably gonna have to like edit this video on the computer, which is fine. I can do that. I just upload it to the computer and I stick them together on iMovie and then just export it as one big video. Yeah, man, at the end of the day, guys, you black dudes out there, especially you American Bantu black dudes out there, things are gonna be really bad for you, dudes. If you go overseas, things are going to be bad for you. If you stay here in America post-collapse, things are going to be bad for you. Because you, as an American black man, and assuming, you know, you're, the vast majority of your DNA is Bantu, from the Bantu tribe in Africa that, again, my high IQ black ancestors got rid of, you need to understand, take away welfare, take away Section 8 housing, you guys would be living in mud huts eating dirt cookies. This is the truth, okay, guys? If you guys go to West Africa, where the Bantu tribe still is, I mean, we didn't get rid of all of them, we just got rid of the majority of them. But if you go to West Africa, where the Bantu tribes still exist, they live in mud huts, they eat dirt cookies. You know, they grab their junk with one hand, a spear with another hand, and they're like, pussy, 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 food, food, food. And, you know, they chase after animals with spears. They don't even know how to farm, okay? Even farming, heck, I'm beginning to farm myself. You know, I'm trying my luck at farming. I want to grow a mint garden so I can have mint tea, right? Even I'm succeeding at growing a mint garden, but yet black people in general and in particular the Bantu tribe, they can't grow their own food, you know? Because again, the Bantu tribe, their DNA was pussy, 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 food, 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 and that is the end of their story. That's what I'm saying, guys. The Bantu tribe doesn't have to exist anymore. So that's why in America, you guys are in an open air prison where America gives you food, housing, welfare, all sorts of special treatments, because they know, the US government knows that if they lift you Bantu people to your own devices, you're gonna fuck shit up. And again, the whole point of the passport full movement is now to start getting rid of American blacks. Listen, dude, if you believe some retarded 20-year-old kid is living his best life overseas, then you really are an inferior person that, honestly, it's better off for you to go live overseas and become somebody else's problem. If you guys look at all these passport fools, just listening to them for like a minute, you realize that these people are narcissistic, they're retarded, they're scammers, they're grifters. But again, if you are dumb enough to believe some 20-year-old dusties who tell you, "Oh yeah, bro, America sucks, I left my 9-to-5 job, I'm now living overseas, I'm living my best life, baddies are throwing themselves at me because I'm a hip black cat," then you really need to leave America and go become somebody else's problem. And you know, just to end this video really quick, I know it's going kind of long, I actually like the passport fool movement, and that's because as more black people travel overseas, the better I look. You see, American blacks were known as basketball players overseas. So overseas, everybody thought that American blacks were like Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Michael Jordan. But now, thanks to the passport fool movement, they're getting dusty, low IQ, retarded. They're getting black Americans who make Steve Urkel look good. So by comparison, I, at 225 pounds, 6'3", decent looking, you know, thanks to the sunscreen and the Japanese hair straightening. So when these foreign women, when they look at the typical American black male and then they look at me, they're gonna choose me over the typical black male every day, all day, okay? And this is what I want you guys to finally understand. There's a reason why black women in America have committed more murder than World War I and World War II combined. It's because they don't want to propagate the black DNA. Trust and believe, if white daddy give her children, she'll be the happiest woman in the world. Let me tell you something, guys, before I end this video, real motherfucking talk, okay? I live in a predominantly white neighborhood, and every now and then I see a white couple, a mixed couple, white dude, black woman, the kids are mixed. And let me tell you something, that black lady, she's on cloud 9. She's happy. Why? Because she got to breed out her inferior genetics. At the end of the day, you American black dudes watching this video need to understand, nobody wants your inferior DNA. Only mentally ill woman, retarded woman, damaged woman, woman with borderline personality disorder, low quality woman who just wants a paycheck from welfare or something. Only horrible women want the DNA of the typical American black male. This is why I'm telling you, American black males out there who are decent human beings, minimize your blackness, okay? Don't fucking listen to hip hop. Don't do alcohol. You know, I know a lot of black people when they go overseas, they play hip hop, they do drugs and alcohol, and yeah, that will get woman, but you're getting low quality woman, okay? So if you're a decent black male out there like Coach Greg Adams, yeah, you can make it work in Latin America. Just don't do black people shit. Don't listen to black music. Don't do drugs and alcohol. You know, don't wear chains. Don't act all ghetto dog. You know, act like Carlton Banks, okay? Let me tell you something. If you American blacks can act like Carlton Banks from Will Smith or King Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, if you American blacks can act like I think his name is Alfonso Carrera or Alfonso something Ribeira, if you American blacks can act like Carlton Banks from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, your life would be so much better. You will go a lot farther in life if you act like Carlton Banks rather than, you know, I don't know any low-life black Americans out there because I don't follow that shit, but you guys probably know some low-life black shit person out there. Be Carlton Banks. Now, I believe Alfonso Ribeiro, aka the actor who played Carlton Banks, I believe he has a hot Stacy, he has high IQ, beautiful children. This is what you black American men need to do. Carlton Banks is your Carlton Banks is your role model, okay? Forget 50 Cent, forget P. Diddy, forget all those trash low-life black people out there, okay? Carlton Banks, aka Alfonso Ribeiro, is the role model for every American black male watching this video. Breed out your inferior genetics. Get yourself a high quality Stacy. Make sure your children grow up on the white side. You know, no Ebonics, no rap music, none of that. Okay, guys. So that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace!